Okay, that's it. Jed, just take it back, land it on the ground. Brad, back you come. Sarah, Fitzy, you're right down there until you get tapped. Oh, Sandy, now you come back.
In an essence, the philosophy behind the program is a holistic health program. So our efforts is to try to get the guys out and capacity build them and empower them as much as possible. So the day constructs of getting out and getting involved in some form of exercise session. So whether that's trainers that we've engaged from the local area or our own staff and even our own challenges running their own sessions. And then during the day we then head off for a shopping session where the challengers lead that themselves, choose what meal that they're going to cook, and then we find someone in the local community to cook it up.
Beetroot. These guys are great. Now we have kale quite frequently, so that's the guys massage it and learn all about nutrition and things like that. We stay away from bread and we stay away from cheese.
So exercise and nutrition delivered parallel, I guess, side by side.
Yeah, well, it's all wrapped up in that holistic health, and that then affects the guy's mental health. We've found a lot of people that come on the program have comorbidities with your anxiety and depression. That's linked to a lot of the marginalised sector. And there's a lot of positive reinforcement in the program, and the capacity building, empowerment that the guys feel as well, that helps with that sort of mental health aspect as well. Something to get out of bed for in the morning.
Who are these guys?
We've got a few around us at the moment. We've got JP, one of our...
My name's John Patterson. I am so famous in the time of my life. I love these guys. Healthy challenge, how it chased me, or all that things I really have in my life.
JP, I think I've seen you on the news, mate.
Yeah.
Well, are you on the telly?
Yes.
Doing a flex for the camera?
Yep. yes, that's me.
What's your name?
Marnie Robertson.
Marnie, tell me why you come to this activity.
I need to lose a great deal of weight, and I'm definitely doing it. I started about a year and a half ago. And in that time, I've lost 17 kilos.
Wow.
So I've lost a great deal of weight, and I put it down to all the HCC. I never used to want to eat raw capsicum. I hated capsicum. Now I eat it like an apple. I've changed from eating a great deal of junk food, lollies, biscuits, so on, chips. Now I'm buying hardly of any of that to take home, and I'm buying the healthier option.
And you're out here today getting your body moving as well. Has it been difficult?
Everyone has something within this group. That's why they created the group, for people with whatever needs they have. And it broadens people's horizons and what's out there. Everyone's got something. Some are more noticeable than others. And seeing others have a problem, it helps you deal with your own issues.
Yeah. Does your disability cause social isolation ever?
Yes, ADHD, autism, and I'm a bit delayed, plus epilepsy. So it's a real mixed bag. All through my life, I was belittled through school. I was beaten up. I still remember to this day, even a teacher having a go at me about something. I managed to be able to prove them wrong.
How important is it to you that the NDIS offers you support now?
Well, I feel so lonely most of my life, and if I'm not part of a group of some form, I become more withdrawn myself and put myself down more. It's hard to deal with, but I have really improved. It's up and down. It's up and down, but it's... I put it down to the HCC and all the effort and time they put into everyone.
Jed, what was your background before coming to work for a registered NDIS service provider?
So out of high school, I went into engineering. I really enjoyed maths at school, so just went straight into that. Worked all during uni and then a bit out of uni as well, and then started to branch out and went into psychology. And then worked a while in there, came back, and whilst I was looking for a job in those fields, just picked up a bit of part-time with Healthy Change Challenge, and then really enjoyed working here and picked up a bit more responsibility with the coordination, and yeah, really enjoy getting a part of, I guess, the connection with the people, and actually being in, you can see the part of the community that you're involved in more so than, I guess, office work.
So engineering and psychology, did you finish both of those degrees?
Yeah, I certainly did. The petrol uni student. I don't know whether you've got to forget one to start learning the other, but yeah, it's given me a good range of knowledge.
So yeah, you have had a range of experience and skills. What skills do you think would make a good temperament for working in delivering these types of services?
I think the majority of the people that you talk to is the connection and the actual changing and impact on people's lives. So I guess that empathy, that level of empathy, the passion for people in your general community, that's what we look for whenever we're looking to pick up staff.
Is that the engineer or the psychologist talking? You know, do you appreciate the way that the parts work together?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of the engineering in the back of house. I do love things fitting into place, and a place for everything and everything its place. But when you're on the program, I think it was Simon Sinek was talking about find your why. And I think a lot of the guys on this program, their why is connection. And so I think that comes back to the psychology. Everyone needs a meaning for why they're getting involved in things, and this is pretty intrinsically meaningful when you're on the program and you can see the changes that you're having on a day-to-day basis.